You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis told a dozen young people at lunch with him on Saturday that they should never lose hope. His words came as he enjoyed a simple meal with young men and women serving as volunteers for World Youth Day in the Polish city of Krakow. The young people invited to join the Pope for lunch came from all the different continents and included representatives from New Zealand, Zimbabwe, Italy, Colombia, as well as the host nation Poland. Each one of them was able to ask Pope Francis a question, to which he replied with the help of an interpreter. Raviero Tnotndakaridze from Zimbabwe spoke to Lydia O'Kane after the event to share her excitement.
I've been to World Youth Days, this is my third one, but I just went home and my mom was like, okay, as usual, you're going to go. And I'm like, okay, let's go. I get here and then they tell me 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, you're having lunch with the Pope. I think I did not believe it until today when he walked in. I was like, wait, I'm on the other side of the security. So clearly this is happening. It was amazing. I can't even describe it.
Tell me, what were his words to you? What did he say?
He had something that I didn't know. The Pope is very humble. He had so many words to say. You'll be surprised how many questions he was able to answer because we're all coming from different continents. So clearly we all have different aspects to life. I'm from Africa, we have different cases. So some people were asking, what is prayer? People were asking, what's your hope? I think the most touching word that he gave was that, I think Fatima asked, what is your hope for the youth? And then he says, my hope is that you never lose that hope that you have already. So for us as young people, you realize that you have so much in your hands. He really does look up to us, you know. Everyone always says, you're the church of tomorrow, you know, in the streets. But when the Pope actually tells you, it's like, okay, I am the future of tomorrow. And we asked about confession. What is prayer? He gave something that we've never heard. Even the cardinal was with us was surprised. It's like, wow, you just introduced something. He said prayer, he called it the Trinitism. When you're saying you're praying, you have to communicate with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all together. And also to know that you're in the presence of that one person that loves you the most. So for me, I think that was maybe the three things that I got really from that lunch.
What do you want to bring back to people in Zimbabwe? What message do you want to bring back from here?
I wish I could bring the Pope himself and tell them the words, but I will try. You know, I had an experience to say that I'm Zimbabwean, but I'm in school in Russia. So the coincidence was that my parish priest is a Pope's friend. So you can imagine. So I have two messages. I have a message for Zimbabweans. I asked questions based on Zimbabwe and Russia. So in Zimbabwe, I asked, we have a lot of divisions. You have, like, let's say you have scandals with the parish priests. You know that for years, you know rumors move around. You know the scandal of the parish priest. But you were saying, because you had said confession is when you, the difference between confession with the priest and the confession with the person is that the priest acts as the image of God. So I asked, if you're saying is the image of God, and I probably know at the back of my head that this priest has some scandal going on, how do you expect me to then go to that person and see him as the image of God and be able to make my confession? He said, I cannot give you the right answers. All I can tell you is that it's difficult, but find a better priest and just pray. Then I asked them about the Russia situation to say, you know, we have so many Catholics who, you know, go to the Pentecostal churches and stuff. He just said prayer. So at the end of the day, I think the most we can do, tell everyone to just pray.